Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about Russian oil. Oil is absolutely critical to the success of the Russian economy. It equates to around 50% of all of the revenue that Russia receives. And as a result of this, the sanctions that have been put together by the West to try to persuade Russia to stop the war in Ukraine have largely been focused on oil and stopping the revenue that Russia is earning. And over the last couple of months, we've seen those sanctions ramping up as the European Union has brought in an outright ban on the purchase of all crude and refined oil products that are transported over the sea, and has also introduced price caps against the sale of all Russian oil. And as a direct result of these sanctions, Russia announced on the 10th of February that it was cutting back its oil production by 500,000 barrels per day, which equated to roughly around 5% of its total production. Now, following on from that announcement, it's now been leaked that Russia is intending to cut back its oil exports through all of its Western ports by 25% in March. So in today's video, we'll have a look at the details of that leaked report. We'll have a look at which Russian ports are impacted by this announcement. We'll then have a look at what's been going on with regards to shipping volumes and what the implications of the ban that was brought in on the 5th of February relating to refined products is on Russia, because Russia is finding it much more difficult to find alternative markets for those refined products. We'll then have a look at the latest position with regards to Russian oil prices. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summaries to what I think the implications of these cutbacks are going to be for the Russian economy and what's likely to happen over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if you don't have time to watch everything, you can pick and choose what you'd like to see. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon, as well as YouTube, Super Thanks and membership. And as always, thank you so much to everyone that has supported the channel. Really appreciate it. Historically, the European Union was the single largest market for the export of Russian oil. And as this graph shows, Europe has remained the largest buyer of Russian oil since the war started on the 24th of February 2022. As you can see from this chart, over the last 12 months, the European Union has purchased over 140 billion euros worth of oil, which is more than all of the rest of the markets that Russia sells into combined. Now, the vast majority of European countries are against the war in Ukraine, and the majority of them came out immediately following Russia's invasion and stated that they didn't want to buy Russian oil. However, the logistics of actually stopping those purchases was quite difficult for most of the countries because there was a high dependency on Russian supplies, and many countries were provided with oil directly through the pipeline network that Russia had constructed over the course of the last 30 years. So it took a long period of time for the European Union to be able to get to a position where it could actually stop buying Russian oil. However, an outright ban on the purchase of all Russian crude oil transported via the sea was put into place on the 5th of December. And alongside that ban, the European Union and the West also announced that a price cap on crude oil had been introduced of $60 per barrel. And that price cap was designed to be applied on the sale of all Russian crude oil that was transported using vessels that were owned by the West. And following on from the ban on crude oil, the European Union also introduced a ban on all refined products, so gasoline, diesel, and various other things that you may use as a consumer. And that was brought in on the 5th of February, alongside a price cap on the sale of all refined products. Now, whilst these bans have only been in place for a relatively short period of time, they have had almost an immediate impact on the Russian oil industry. On the 10th of February, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak announced that Russia would be cutting oil production by 500,000 barrels per day, or around 5% of its total output, from March onwards. And three separate Russian sources have reported that Russia is now planning to cut its exports from Western ports by 25% in March compared with the levels for February. It's believed that this large reduction in exports is as a result of Russia's struggle to reroute exports of refined products away from the European markets towards India, China and Turkey, as all three of those countries have their own refining capabilities and the market is becoming flooded. And US Treasury officials have commented that Russia's decision to cut oil production and exports reflects its inability to sell all of its oil. The cut in exports will affect the ports of Primorsk, Ust-Luga and Novorossiysk on the Black Sea. But currently there are no plans to cut exports from the Pacific ports. Russia normally exports around 2.5 million barrels of oil per day from these three ports, and a cut of 25% would represent around 625,000 barrels per day. Now, before we go on any further today, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Atlas VPN, and to let you know about their amazing 3-year deal whereby you can get full coverage for only $1.83 per month, including an additional 3 months extra and a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee. If you use the internet without any form of protection, you leave yourself exposed to tracking, hacking, and advertising. Using Atlas VPN protects you from all of these. Atlas VPN provides you with comprehensive security and is used by more than 6 million people worldwide. So it's fantastic news that it will protect you from hacking and tracking and data breaches. But what's also great news is that it can save you money and open up a whole new world of entertainment, because it allows you to change your location, which gives you the opportunity to get better deals and to access content that may not be available in your region. Atlas VPN is available to use on unlimited devices for one subscription, and Atlas VPN is currently offering an amazing 3-year deal whereby you can get full coverage for only $1.83 per month, including an additional 3 months extra and a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee. So to purchase this exclusive Joe Blogs offer, please click in the description below. This map of Russia and Europe shows the major pipelines that Russia has installed over the course of the last 50 years, and the three ports that will be affected by the cut in exports. As you can see, Primorsk and Ust-Luga are located close together on the Baltic Sea in the north of Europe, and Novorossiysk is in the south of Russia on the Black Sea, close to the Crimea, which was annexed from Ukraine in 2014. And this graphic shows the historic movement of ships out of these three ports, servicing all of the different ports of Europe. And these two graphs highlight the problem for Russia. The graph at the top relates to the export of crude oil products over the course of the last 12 months, and the graph at the bottom relates to refined oil products. Now, if you follow the channel, I'm sure you'll be familiar with these graphs because we've looked at them a number of times over the course of the last couple of months. But the key section that I'm wanting to focus in on here is the light blue section on both graphs, because that shows the exports from Russia to the European Union. So if we start off by looking at the position this time last year on the far left-hand side of both charts. In January 2022, Russia was selling around $100 million worth of crude oil and $100 million worth of refined oil to the European Union every single day. Now, if we focus in on the crude oil chart first, you can see that between January and September, there was a gradual reduction in the amount of oil that was being sold to the European Union. However, between October 22 and January 23, there was a rapid reduction. And as the outright ban was brought in on the 5th of December, denoted by the dotted line on this chart, you can see that beyond that point, sales have completely disappeared. There was a very small tail because any orders that were placed before the 5th of December were allowed to be delivered. However, as of right now, the European Union is not buying any crude oil that's transported over the sea. And if you look at the shape of the graph beyond the 5th of December, you can see the direct impact that this has had on Russian sales. If we now turn our attention to the graph for refined products, you can see that over the course of the last 12 months, there has been a reduction in the amount sold to the European Union. However, as of the end of January, the European Union still represented the majority of sales. Now, as we discussed earlier, the outright ban on the purchase of all refined products didn't actually come into place until the 5th of February, so it's a recent occurrence. And what we're now seeing in this graph is exactly what happened in the graph above for crude products. We're seeing a massive reduction in those purchases from the European Union. And as we roll forward over the next couple of weeks, the purchases from the European Union will disappear completely from this chart. And this represents a major challenge for Russia for two reasons. Firstly, countries such as India, China, and Turkey are not interested in paying elevated prices for refined products. They would rather buy the crude oil and do it themselves. And secondly, because India, China, and Turkey have their own refinery networks, they've been taking large quantities of Russian oil, refining it, and then selling those refined products into the market themselves. So the market for refined products is already flooded by those countries. So finding alternative markets for all of the refined sales that they're losing to the European Union is going to be extremely difficult from Russia's perspective. And this is one of the reasons why Russia has now announced production cuts and that it's having to cut back significantly on all of its exports, because there simply aren't enough markets to take all of this product. This chart shows the movement in the price of Russian oil over the last 12 months. And as I'm sure you'll be fully aware if you follow the channel, the price of Russian oil has been trading at a discount ever since Russia invaded Ukraine, partially because a lot of countries didn't want to buy Russian oil, so demand for Russian oil fell, and partially because Russia wanted to persuade countries like India and China to increase the volume of oil that they were taking. And so in order to do that, they had to offer attractive deals to all those countries. And as you can see from this chart, the current price that Russian oil is trading for is around $56 per barrel. And that compares to the current price for a barrel of Brent crude oil of around $83, so a discount of around 33%. So in terms of assessing the economic impact of the announcements that have been made by Russia over the course of the last couple of weeks, the 500,000 barrels of oil production cut that was announced on the 10th of February, at the current price of $56 per barrel, equates to a daily loss of around $28 million per day, or around $10.2 billion per year. And if we now include the 25% reduction in exports from the Western ports, which equates to around 650,000 barrels of oil per day, at $56, that equates to around $38 million per day, or $13.3 billion per year. So when you look at the combined impact of these two announcements, that equates to a loss of income of more than $23 billion per year from Russia's perspective. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video really to give you the latest update on what's happening with regards to the Russian oil industry. And the sanctions that were brought in firstly in December and then secondly in February are now starting to have a really big impact on Russia's ability to be able to sell all of the oil that it's producing. Almost immediately following the ban on refined products, Russia announced that it was cutting its production by 5% or 500,000 barrels. And then 2 weeks later, we've now heard that it's cutting back on its exports from the Western ports. And as we discussed earlier in the video, one of the major challenges that Russia is facing is trying to find replacement markets for its refined products. Refined products, by their very nature, are more expensive and therefore less attractive to emerging and developing nations. And India and China have their own refinery capabilities, so they don't need to buy the finished product from Russia. They can just buy more crude and then put it through their own refineries and either use it themselves or sell it back into the international markets. So the ban that was brought in on refined products is really starting to hurt Russia. And of course, if it can't sell the refined products, Russia will have to reduce the amount of crude oil that it's refining, and that will have two major impacts on the Russian economy. Firstly, they may need to close some of their refineries. Russia has 25 mega refineries all across the country. They can handle millions and millions of barrels of oil per day. But obviously, if there's no demand for those refined products, then there's no point putting that crude oil through the process because they don't have anywhere to store those refined products. And if Russia does have to cut back on the amount of oil it's refining, then that's going to have an impact on its refinery businesses. And that means that Russia then may need to cut back on all of the people that are employed in those refineries, and that will have a knock-on impact to the Russian economy. But it doesn't just stop at that point, because if Russia isn't refining as much crude oil, that means that it will have more crude oil that it needs to sell into the international markets. And that's going to put more pressure on the price for Russian oil. So this is one of the reasons why Russia has announced a cutback in its production, because it knows that if it keeps producing 10 million barrels of oil per day, it won't actually be able to sell all of that oil. And at some point, it may need to cut back its production even further if it gets to the point where it hasn't got anywhere to store the oil and nobody's buying it. But the other major downside that Russia's facing right now is that refined oil is a higher margin product. Russia earns more profit on selling refined oil than it does on selling crude oil, because crude oil is a basic commodity. It's taken out of the ground, put onto tankers, and exported to other countries where the refinery process starts. But if you're buying refined products, the finished article, there's obviously a lot of value added in that product, and therefore there's a much higher profit margin from Russia's perspective for selling one barrel of refined oil versus one barrel of crude oil. So losing all of these refined oil sales to Europe is going to hurt the Russian economy more than losing the crude oil sales, because there's more profit in it. Now, one of the things that I think is very interesting here is that these announcements, the production cut and the cut in exports, have come within weeks of the refined oil ban and the refined oil price cap being put into place. And it'll be interesting to see what happens over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, because I strongly suspect that Russia is really going to struggle to be able to find replacement markets for all of these refined products, and therefore will have to cut back further on its refined output and also potentially on its total oil output. So over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, I think it's likely that we could see further announcements coming from the Russian authorities that they've cut production back further. And as we've discussed on previous videos, the one thing that you don't want to do when you're an oil producer is have to reduce your production voluntarily, because that can cause you major problems. If you're trying to restrict the flow or slow down the flow or even stop the flow, then when you try to restart it, you may find that you've created major problems for yourself. and that it doesn't actually happen. And one of the problems that Russia has right now is that it's lost access to expertise, because all of the partner companies that were working in Russia, such as ExxonMobil, BP and Shell, have all exited the country, and they've taken with them all of their capability, all of their knowledge and all of their technology. And if Russia gets itself into difficulty on a production side of things, it may not be able to solve those problems. So we could see even bigger problems starting over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. So I wanted to post this video really to give you a latest update as to what the impact of the sanctions are on the Russian oil industry. Hopefully you found it interesting, useful and thought-provoking. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up. And thank you for watching this video all the way through to the end.